Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 87. Sing hymn 87. There's a great day coming, a great day coming, there's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left, are you ready for that day to come? There's a bright day coming, a bright day coming, there's a bright day coming by and by. But His brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming, there's a sad day coming by and by. When the sinner shall hear His tune depart, I know you not. Are you ready for that day to come? For tonight's family altar, let us turn to Psalms 53. Psalms 53, a maskil of David. In Jesus' name I read, verse 1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none that does good. 2. God looks down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any that are wise that seek after God. 3. They have all fallen away. They are all alike depraved. There is none that does good, no, not one. 4. Have those who work evil no understanding? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God? 5. They are in great terror, in terror such as has not been. For God will scatter the bones of him who encamps against you. You will put to shame, for God has rejected them. 6. Oh, that deliverance for Israel would come from Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob will rejoice and Israel be glad. Psalm 53, as in the superscription, it is to the choir master according to Mahalath, a maskil of David. If we compare Psalm 53 with Psalm 14. Let us refer to Psalm 14. Psalm 14, it is a short psalm, 7 verses. Psalm 53, 6 verses. And Psalm 14, to the choir master of David. If we compare these verses, the words, it is quite similar, only for two verses, but overall, it is quite similar if we compare it word for word. But while we run to Psalm 14, and if we compare with Psalm 53, we're able to see yet there are some differences. In Psalm 14, there is the usage of God, Elohim, but there is also Lord, Yahweh, it is here. But in Psalm 53, the usage of only God is there, and there is no record concerning Lord. And in Psalm 14, the difference with Psalm 53, it is in verse 5 and 6. Psalm 14, verse 5 and 6, let us read verse 5. They shall be in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would confound the plan of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. This is different with Psalm 53, verse 5. In Psalm 14, it stresses on God is with the generation of the righteous. God will punish the wicked, but God is with the generation of the righteous. The Lord is their refuge. The Lord will deliver them. This is the stress in chapter 14. But if we turn back Psalm 53, as we have mentioned, God is only mentioned here. And in verse 5, they are in great terror, in terror of such has not been. For God will scatter the bones of those who encamp against you, means those who are wicked, those who are ungodly, those who are evil. And the Lord will put them to shame, for God has rejected them. So Psalm 53 stress on the wicked, about the end of the wicked. But just now, Psalm 14, it stressed that the Lord will punish the wicked, but God will deliver. God will be with the generation of the righteous. But Psalm 53, it stressed on God's punishment on the wicked. And Psalm 53, the superscription, to the choir master according to Mahalath, a maskil of David. This is not recorded in Psalm 14. According to Mahalath, it tells us about the tune, the melody of this song. Mahalath relates to sickness, so it is in a sad tone. The melody, the tune, it is a sad tune or tone. But yet it is a maskil. A maskil, it is instructive psalms, making one wise and skillful so that one will make a decision. We will come back to this explanation afterwards. Now we will divide Psalm 53. Psalm 53, we can divide into three parts. Part 1, verses 1 to 3. The depravity of man. Second part, 4 and 5, the judgment and punishment by God. Third part, verse 6, prayer for salvation. As we say, this is according to Mahalath. Tell us about in a sad tone. Why? Because this psalm tells us about the folly and the wickedness of man. It tells us about the condition of depravity of man. And because of their condition, as we have said in second part, the judgment and punishment by God. So it is a sad thing, a sad matter in relation to man, to the sons of man. But yet it is a must skill. It is to teach men so that they are able to understand about the judgment of God, so that they can in the end, in the hope that they repent, they are able to turn back, to gain wisdom, to change. Now we run through the first part, the depravity of man, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1, the fool says in his heart, those who are foolish, there is no God. Some refers to the atheists. They do not believe there is God. Of course, when we say there is no God, also some, they do not care about God. They do not fear God. So they will say there is no God. They do whatever they want. They continue to lead a life in sin. Thus, in the lower portion, verse 1, they are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none that does good, because they say there is no God. There is no fear in them. This is the condition of man. Verse 2, God looks down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any that are wise. This is the hope of God. God hopes that there will be some, those who are wise, those who are with understanding, that they should seek after God. This is God, what God wants for men, that they turn back, that they seek after Him, from a concept that there is no God, that they turn back to Him, to worship Him, to walk in His ways, in His teachings, so that there will be a change in their life, that they will no more walk in sin, to be corrupted. Let us turn to Acts 17. Acts 17:27. This was when Paul was in Athens. He preached to the Athenians. Acts 17:27. Paul told them about God, verse 27, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel after Him and find Him. Yet He is not far from each one of us. God is not far, but instead men, because of their doings, of their sins, of their concept that there is no God, they go further away from God. But actually, God is not far from them, because God hoped that men would seek after Him in the hope that they might feel after Him and find Him. So the Lord hoped that they can experience Him in their life. But what is the outcome? Let us turn to Psalms 10. Psalms 10. We read verse 4 and 11. Psalms 10. Verse 4. Psalms 10, verse 4. In the pride of his countenance, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. This is very sad. They are proud. In their pride, they will not acknowledge God. They say that there is no God. So therefore, they do not seek after Him, after God. Verse 11. He thinks in his heart, God has forgotten. He has hidden His face. He will never see it. There is no fear in them. They will continue to lead a life in sin. This is the depravity of man. Let's turn back. Psalms 53. Verse 3, Psalms 53, verse 3. They have all fallen away, they have all turned away, they turn aside. They are all depraved, they have become corrupt. There is none that does good, no, not one. This is the conclusion given. None does good, no, not one. Paul quoted Psalms 53 in his letter to the Romans. Let's refer to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, 10 to 12. Romans chapter 3, let us read verses 10 to 12. Verse 10, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have gone wrong. No one does good, not even one. Why? Why no one does good, not even one? Why they don't understand? Why they don't seek after God? Why they turn aside? In verse 9, Paul says that we have already charged that all men, both Jews and Greek, are under the power of sin. They are under the power of sin, means under the crutches of the devil. Thus, the conclusion about men, they say there is no God, there is no fear of them about God. So they continue to lead a life in sin, doing abominable iniquity. So they do not seek after God. This is a very sad fact about sons of men. Therefore, as we say, the tune, the melody of this song is Mahalath. It is in a very sad tune. God hopes that men will seek after him, but it is of the opposite. Because of this, Psalms 53, the second part tells us the judgment and punishment by God. Verses 4 and 5. Verse 4, have those who work evil no understanding, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God? There is a question now. David was wondering, those who do evil, do they not have understanding? Have those who work evil no understanding? Then let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. Chapter 4 verse 18. Ephesians verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. Paul tells us, the Gentiles, they are darkened in their understanding. Yes, we do not deny they are darkened in their understanding because the devil has blinded their eyes, have blinded their minds. On one hand, it is the work of the devil, but on the other, here in lower portion says, due to their hardness of heart. It is both sides, both sides. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, 19 to 22. Romans chapter 1, 19 to 22. Verse 19, for what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. It tells us about general revelation of God through creation. Verse 20, ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature, namely his eternal power and deity, have been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God nor give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their senseless minds were darkened. 22, claiming to be wise, they became fools. It tells us about their foolishness. They refused to recognize God, even though through creation, through general revelation about God, they know that there is God, but they do not honor him, do not worship him as God. So to the question, have those who work evil no understanding? On one hand, yes, they are being blinded, but on the other, through God's work in the world, in the creation, They will know, but yet they choose to harden their hearts. They refuse to accept. They refuse to call upon God. This is sad. That is why Mahalath, in a very sad tune, melody, they sing this psalm. Verse 5, what is their end? Psalm 53, verse 5. There they are in great terror, in great fear. They will be put to shame, for God has rejected them. In the end, because they choose not to worship God, not to seek God, not to recognize Him, therefore, God has rejected them. In the end, there will be great fear, they will be in shame, and God will judge and punish them. Verse 6, the third part, prayer for salvation. Verse 6, oh, that deliverance for Israel would come from Zion. When God restores the fortunes of His people, Jacob will rejoice and Israel will be glad. Thank the Lord. We stress here, deliverance for Israel would come from Zion. It will come from Zion. Let's turn to Isaiah 46. Isaiah 46 verse 13. Isaiah 46, 13. I will bring near my deliverance. It is not far, and my salvation will not tarry. I will put salvation in Zion, for Israel my glory. Thank the Lord. The Lord will send deliverance. My salvation will not tarry. I will put salvation in Zion. Let's refer to Joel chapter 2 verse 32. Joel chapter 2 verse 32. And it shall come to pass that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape God's judgment, God's punishment. They will be delivered. As the Lord has said, among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. Thank the Lord, today we are in Mount Zion, in the church of the Lord. Ephesians tells us, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4, it tells us about the mystery of God in Christ, the mystery of Christ. It tells us about God's salvation work in Christ Jesus. And verse 10, through the church, this wisdom, this understanding of His salvation is made known. And through the church, His salvation is given. So thank the Lord that we are able to be delivered. For out of Zion shall come forth deliverance. This is something to be joyful of. So therefore, we pray the Lord guide us, that we hold on, we hold firm. But on the other hand, let us also try our best to save some, that they are able to come to seek God, to worship Him. May the Lord help us. Now we will spend the rest of the time in prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the last one, 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 the last one,
Praise the Buddha, 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 the Praise the Buddha, 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 the
Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. We end our family altar here. May the Lord bless.